You know, there's a very unhappy statement in chapter 29 and verse 30.
在29章30节的时候讲了非常忧伤的一件事情。
It varies in different translations. And some of the English translations say that Jacob loved Rachel and hated Leah.
因为在不同的版本圣经翻译不同，因为在一些英文版本的翻译，这边是讲到雅各爱拉结却恨利亚。在我们中文是讲到雅各是爱拉结，甚是爱利亚。
Pain, disappointment for Jacob.
对雅各来讲，这是痛苦与失望。
Pain and humiliation and shame for Leah.
痛苦羞辱是对利亚。
But the very next verse in chapter 29 is like a burst of sunlight on a dark day.
可是第三十一节，接下来这节，好像在一个黑暗里面突然。出现的光芒。
One of the most tremendous revelations of the loving kindness and care of God.
这是一个很大的启示，讲到神的爱，神的怜悯。
It is an amazing statement.
是个相当让我们吃惊的。
And again, it's so simple that you could just pass it by.
同样是很简单，你可以去这样读过去的。
Verse 31.
31节讲到。
When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved.
当耶和华见利亚失宠
he opened her womb.
就使她能够生育
But Rachel was barren.
但拉结却不生育
When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved,
当耶和华看见利亚失宠的时候
the Lord saw Leah.
这边很重要讲到耶和华看见利亚
Here is the almighty, eternal, everlasting God, creator of the universes, and he is concerned about one woman who is not loved.
这边讲到创造宇宙全能的神，却关切到一个微小的一个女孩，却她失去了爱，不被人所爱。
If ever there was a revelation of the heart of God, it is there.
如果讲到对神心的一个启示，这节圣经是一个最大的启示。
His love, his care, his compassion.
讲到他的爱，讲到他的关切，讲到他的怜恤。
The deep and close personal interest that God has in the individual.
就神对我们个人有这样深深的关切。
What a revelation and a message this is to millions of women who are not loved.
因为这对成千上万那些没有被爱的女子来讲，这是何等大的一个启示。
The scores of millions of women in our world still today whose marriages have been arranged.
因为今天在这个世上仍然有很多的女孩她们的婚姻是被父母所安排的
arranged by parents or a marriage agent
当到适婚年龄的时候是他们父母安排他们的婚姻
in Asia
在亚洲
in Africa
在非洲
in the Middle East
在中东
in India
在印度
millions and millions and millions of women whose marriages are arranged
因为成千上万的妇女她们的婚姻是被安排的
They have no idea of the woman they marry until the veil is lifted.
所以他们不知道他们所娶的是谁，直到他们把这个结纱把它打开来。
So many women living in pain.
可今天有很多的女人活在痛苦里面。
And so God saw her pain and opened her womb.
所以神看到她的痛苦而打开她的生育。
He gave her a son, Reuben. We must move on.He gave her a son, Reuben.
所以就给他的一个孩子，利亚就生了一个孩子叫流便。
The meaning of that name was God has seen my misery.
就神看见我的苦情，他的名字意思就是耶和华看见我的苦情。
But although Jacob is glad to have a son, his heart does not turn to Leah.
虽然利亚有一个孩子，可是呢，雅各却还没有爱利亚。
But she says.Surely my husband will love me now.
哦，他说现在我可以生育了，现在我的丈夫必会爱我。
You see where her focus was.
你发现他的重心在哪里
？Her focus was on getting Jacob to love her.
他的重点还是要让雅各能够爱他。
Because she has a tent next to Rachel, and she has to listen night after night after night while Jacob tells Rachel how much he loves her, how beautiful she is.
因为利亚就住在拉结的隔壁，他可以听到每个晚上，哎呀，雅各怎么样跟拉结讲说"我爱你，我爱你"。每个晚上，他必须忍受这个雅各对拉结的爱。
And she's crying herself to sleep.
可他自己每天晚上哭泣了才能够睡觉。
I'm giving him a son.
我给他生了一个孩子。
But he never says nice things to me.
可到现在他还没有跟我说一件美好的话语。
He just uses me.
他只是利用我。
Just does his marital duty and goes.
他是尽他丈夫的一个责任，然后他就走了。
Now I've given him a son. Surely he will start to love me.
可我给他生了一个孩子，我一想到他必定会爱我。
She has another child.
后来他又生了一个孩子。
Another son.
另外一个孩子。
He calls him Simeon.
他称他为西面。
Meaning one who hears.
这意思就是听见的意思。
God has heard me.
他讲耶和华听见了我侍从。
Surely now my husband will love me.
所以这下我丈夫必定会爱我了。
And so it goes on.
所以一直下去。
And she, in verse 34, she has another child.
34节的时候，她又生了一个孩子。
And she says, at last my husband will become attached to me now.
这下我的丈夫必跟我联合了。
At last my husband will become joined to me.
哎呀，最后我丈夫可以跟我连结在一起。
Because I've borne him three sons.
因为我为我丈夫生了三个儿子了。
And this woman he's always talking about has given him no children.
他一直讲他要得到更多的孩子。
And then in verse 35.
然后到35节。
She conceived again.
她又怀孕生子了。
And when she gave birth to a son.
当她生了这个孩子以后。
She said this time.
她说这一次。
This time.
这一次。
Listen, this time,
注意听这一次
I will praise the Lord.
我要赞美耶和华。
She's not worrying about Jacob anymore.
这一次不一样，她不再关心雅各是不是要她了。
She had come to understand that you cannot make somebody love you.
她终于发现我不能够使一个人来爱我。
It doesn't matter what you do.
不论你为她做了什么。
It doesn't matter how much you give.
不论你给了她多少东西。
How much you let them do what they like with you.
不论你让他做对你做任何的事情
No matter how you serve and lay down your life
不论你为他做什么为他摆上的一切牺牲你的生命
You cannot make people love you
可你没有办法让这个人来爱你
She changed her focus
他把他整个焦点改变
She got her focus off Jacob
他把他的眼目拿走了
She said this time
他说这一次
I will praise the Lord
我要赞美耶和华
That's whereMy satisfaction will lie.
这是叫我们满足唯一的。
That is where my joy will be.
这是我唯一的喜乐所在。
That is where my security will be.
这是我的安全感所在。
That is where the center of my emotional life will be.
这就是我情感的重心所在。
And she called that child's name Judah.
她称这个说第四个生的孩子叫犹大。
And the one we come to worship today.
今天我们来敬拜。
Is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
就是那犹大支派的狮子。
Out of a relationship of shame, humiliation, rejection,
从这样一个失望、被弃绝、被羞辱的这样的关系里面出来
came that great descending line through David and Jesus.
却出来了耶稣的血统，经由大卫这个血统出来，犹大的支派出来。
Because a shamed and humiliated woman came to the place of saying, "Now I'll change my focus." I'll praise the Lord.
这一切都是一个受羞辱的一个女子到了一个地步她说我现在改变我的焦点我要开始来注视在神的身上来赞美她
It's only later that,
不久之后
that Rachel has children,
拉结就开始有她自己的孩子
And of course after a period Leah had other children but that's beside the point for our story today
后来虽然利亚也有其他的孩子但不是我们今天的重点
And we don't really know what Jacob felt about her at this time.
我们真的不知道这时候雅各怎么来看利亚。
But there's a very interesting little verse at the end of chapter 49 of Genesis.
可很有趣的，我们要看到四十九章创世纪四十九章有一节圣经。
When it came to Jacob's death,
因为当雅各即将面临死亡的时候
he gave instructions about his funeral.
他讲到他要将要被怎样埋葬。
And he said you to bury me with my fathers.
他说你要跟我的父亲埋葬在一起。
And he told them exactly where it was.
然后他说那个地方在哪里。
The ground that Abraham the patriarch had bought.
那洞和田就是亚伯拉罕向赫人以弗伦买来为业做坟地的，在三十节。
Abraham and Sarah were buried there.
亚伯拉罕跟他妻子撒拉在埋葬在那里。
Jacob's father Isaac and his mother Rebekah had been buried there.
雅各的父亲以撒和他的母亲利百加也葬在那里。
And then he says this.
然后他说这个。
I want you to bury me alongside Leah.
他说你要把我葬在利亚的旁边。
Because I have buried Leah in the place of family honor.
因为我把利亚放在我们家族尊荣的地位。
Not Rachel.
不是拉杰。
Leah.
而是利亚被葬在他们家族里面。
God knows how to vindicate his own people.
神知道怎么样报偿他的百姓。
He honors those who honor him.
他尊荣那些尊荣他的人。
Possibly it was a little too late for Leah to appreciate.
可能对莉亚来讲能够感激已经太晚了。
Because I rather suspect that the dead don't much care where they're buried.
我在想因为一个死的人不太在乎他在哪里被埋葬。
Yeah. Perhaps the honor came too late, I don't know.
我不知道是不是这样的尊荣来得太晚了。
But something had happened in Jacob's heart.
但我相信在雅各的心里面有所改变了。
But Leah lived with a great deal of pain.
因为莉亚一生活在痛苦里面。
But it had been transformed from shame and humiliation to praise.
可他当他愿意从这样羞辱里面转成对神的赞美。
This is a fundamental principle of the Word of God.
这是神话语很基础的一个重点。
It's a fundamental principle of our life in Jesus.
这对我们自己来讲是一个很重要的一个原则，当我们为主而活。
It's a fundamental principle of life in the Spirit.
在灵里面生活，这是一个很重要的一个原则。
The antidote, the cure for disappointment and pain and bitterness.
这些失望，这些失望，这些痛苦。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
You see, you can either grumble and grouse and find fault or give thanks.
你可以一直在那里埋怨，或者你可以给神谢恩。
And Jean very often reminds me of this verse.
我妻子常常在那里提醒我这节圣经。
Because we travel a great deal.
因为我们常常旅行。
And traveling, quite frankly, is no great pleasure.
事实上旅行呢，坦白的来讲，并不是很愉快的事情。
And after the Twin Towers, traveling has become even less of a pleasure.
经过纽约这个九一事件以后，旅行更不是一个很愉快的事情。
You spend hours waiting around airports.
你在机场要等长久的时间。
Delays that go on for hours.
常常延误了长久的时间。
You get to the airport, they've closed it down because somebody has broken the security barrier.
因为到机场去，他们把这机场关闭了，因为有些破坏了安全规定。
I'm standing there, I'm saying, you know, this is nonsense. This is ridiculous. We booked here months ago, and here they tell me they've got no seats. This is nonsense.
可我心里还是很不平，我还在想，哎呀，这简直是不合理。我们这么早就订的位置啊，却不能让我们有位置坐。
Jean says.Giving thanks in all circumstances.
我妻子就小声跟我说：“你要凡事谢恩。
”This is not an unreasonable scripture.
这不是一个不合理的经文。
To give thanks in all circumstances.
在凡事上谢恩。
You're in the circumstance.
你在这个环境里面。
You cannot change it.
你不能改变任何事情。
It is outside your control and your power.
这不在你能力所能够改变、所能控制之内。
You can think of any circumstance you like.
你可以在任何一个情况之下。
The Lord says you're in it.
你在这样的情况之下。
You can't change it.
你不能改变它。
Now give me thanks.
神说你要向我来感恩。
Thank you, Lord, for this circumstance.
你要向我为这个事情来感恩。
Lord, I'm in it, and I just give you thanks.
神啊，我在这样的情况下，我给你感恩。
Because this is your will for me.
这是你为我所定的旨意。
Your will that I should sit here in this airport for 8 hours?
你的旨意要我在这机场在那里坐八个小时吗？
Your will that I should just stand here and wait and see if they can find me a seat?
你要我在这里等候他们是不是给我找到一个座位？
Just give me thanks.
可是说你只要给我谢恩。
I'm in control.
因为我在掌管这一切。
I'm in charge of your life.
我在掌管你的生命。
I'm the sovereign over the universe.
我是整个宇宙的掌权者。
I can fix a seat.
我能够帮你找到座位。
Ephesians chapter 5.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
And verse 20.
第二十节。
Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Giving thanks for everything. Not only giving thanks in the situation, but thanking God for it.
你要凡事感谢神，不只为了你所处的环境，而且为一切的事情要感谢神。
In it and for it.
当你在里面的时候，
You can only do that by faith.
你只能用信心来做这
样。You can't do it because it's rational.
你不能用理性来分析的。
You can't think your way through it.
你没有办法想清楚的。
And that's usually my problem. I want to think my way through it. I want a rational explanation.
这是我个人的问题，因为我常常想要把它想清楚。
I want to work it out, and it must be reasonable.
因为我觉得一定要合理，我才能去做。
And I've had to learn that that's not always God's way.
可这并不是神的方式。
His ways are far beyond mine.
因为神的意念是超过我们的意念。
His thoughts are much higher than mine.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
As far as the heavens are above the earth, so high are his thoughts and ways above mine.
就天怎么样高过地，他的意念高过我们的意
念。Lord, you know best.
因为神你知道。
You know the reason.
你知道为什么。
If there's a delay, it's good.
如果是这样延误了，这是为了好处。
If there's a frustration here, it's okay.
这是失望，可是也是好处。
I put myself into your hand.
因为我把自己放在你的手中。
I'm trusting you.
我相信你。
I know that you've led me.
因为我知道是你带领我的。
I know I'm going to the right place at the right time.
因为我知道在你的时候你要我去这个地方。
My travel arrangements are in your hands.
我甚至我旅行的行程都在你手中。
We've prayed over the travel agent's finding of the right plane and seat.
我们就祷告这些旅行社给我找到一个对的飞机跟这个机票。
And now we give you thanks.
现在我感谢你。
And we praise you.
我赞美你。
In the situation,
在这样的情况之下
for the situation,
为了这个情形
that we are not alone,
我们不是单独的
we are not helpless,
我们不是绝望的
we don't say, well, if we miss this plane, what are we going to do? You're in charge.
我们不会说哎呀我们如果没有搭上这班飞机会怎么办你要相信神在掌握的一切
You can translate that into every circumstance you face.
你可以把这样一个情况应用在你每一个不同的情况之下
and change you from being grumbling, grousing, and critical.
让你从百变，你从这样埋怨，在那样批评论断里面出来。
Negative, irritable, and impatient.
让你失去了耐心，你在那里埋怨。
That would describe my natural nature.
就是讲到我天然的个性是这样的。
I'm an impatient person.
我是一个没有这个耐心的人。
When I want something done, I want it done yesterday.
我如果要什么事情做成，我要昨天就做成。
This.Scripture changes my nature.
可这个经文呢，改变了我天然的个性。
It challenges the root of my being.
这深深的挑战我的深处，我这个人。
It is the answer to stress.
这是对我们这个压力的一个答案。
So I've had to learn the truth of these words, that they're not just something in Scripture. It's not just good advice. There's reality here.
所以我开始学习这个经文所讲的，不是一个白纸黑字，而真实的在我生命里面。
Pain, disappointment, these things are real.
所以这些痛苦、这些失望是真实的。
Frustration is there.
这样的挫折感是真实的。
We face opposition in many ways.
我们常常遇到各样的抵挡。
You can face slander in many ways.
你也被人家羞辱、被人家攻击。
There's that which you can see and hear, and that which you can't.
你有看得见的攻击，也有看不见的攻击。
There is opposition from human sources, and there's opposition from the spiritual side of things.
所以不但有从人来的攻击，又从那黑暗辖制来这个黑暗权势来的攻击。
The last verse that I want us just to refer to very quickly as we come to an end.
我们最后要看罗马书第八章。
Romans 8:28.
罗马书第八章二十八节。
We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and have been called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
God makes causes everything to work for good for those who love Him.
就讲到神叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
That is why we can praise Him and give thanks in every circumstance.
这是为什么我们在凡事上能够感谢他，能够赞美他。
That's why it doesn't matter what is happening in your life and what the circumstances are, you can give God thanks.
这是为什么不论在你生命里面发生了什么事情，
you can praise Him.
不论在什么样环境上，都可以赞美他。
Not having to somehow deceive yourself into doing it.
不要被欺骗了。
But with intelligence.
而是有智慧
with conviction, with understanding.
因为你了解你有信心
because God says every single thing that happens in your life I will make it work together for good.
因为神说我使在你生活中所发生的每一件事情都要为你来效力
I have faced pain, opposition, rejection.
我曾遇到困难遇到攻击遇到人家的拒绝
The betrayal of people I trusted.
我所信的人出卖我
all kinds of things.
各样不同的事情。
But I've discovered that God in due time has caused it to work together for good.
可我知道在神的时间，神会让这一切为我效力，对我有益处。
I know He loves me.
因为我知道他爱我。
I love Him.
我也爱他。
I've been called according to His purpose.
我是按照他旨意所呼召的。
And I trust Him to work everything out for good.
我信任他是万事都为我效力。
Some of the most devastating things that happened in our lives.
甚至在我们生活里面，生命里面许多很糟一些处境。
We thought this is the end of everything.
哎呀，我们想说这下惨了，这个一切都完了。
Family tragedies.
家庭的悲剧。
God has caused it to work together for good as we trusted Him.
可神却让这一切事情为我们效力，叫我们得益处，因为我们信任他。
God never exaggerates.
神从来不会夸大的。
If this was an advertisement on television,
我这是一个在像在电视上所说的。
Then the person would say, God makes everything stupendously, supernaturally, over the top, wonderful for everybody.
若像电视上这些布道家所说的，神会让一生都很平坦，一切都很顺利。
God just says, I make it work out for good.
可是神说，我却让这些悲剧呢，变成一个为你效力，叫你得益处。
Because God's good is the best there is.
因为神的好就是在每件事上就照他原来的样式，叫你成为益处。
He doesn't have to use big words.
他不需要用夸大的话语。
He doesn't have to use bright lights.
他不需要用这个很大的光亮的闪光灯。
I make it work out for good.
他就简单的跟你说，我叫他使你效力。
God's good is the best there is.
神所说的好处是最好的。
Maybe a small thing.
可能一个小小的事情。
Like a delay of a plane.
或者像飞机延迟了。
It may be a big thing.
或是一个大的事情。
You know you're not loved.
你知道你没有被爱。
You've been betrayed, shamed, and humiliated.
你被出卖了，你被羞辱了。
You've been abandoned.
你被人家弃绝了。
You've been betrayed by people you trusted.
你被你所信任所出卖了。
The answer to your bitterness,
对你这样苦毒的答案就是
The answer to the hurt and the pain and the scar,
对你这样的伤害的伤痕，对你这样的痛苦的答案就是
Is to lift your heart to the Lord,
就是你把你心举向神
And start to give Him thanks,
为这一切来感谢他
Start to praise Him,
开始来赞美他
Start to trust Him and say, I know that you work everything for good.
就是来信任他说主啊我知道你是万事都要为我效力
I will praise the Lord
我要赞美耶和华
I am not looking to people
我不看着人
I'm not looking to human circumstance
我不看人所遭遇的境况
I'm not looking to a man or a woman
我不看某一个男人或某一个女人
I'm not looking to an organization
我不是看某一个机构
This time I will praise the Lord
这一回我要赞美耶和华
Yes, I know at times it involves forgiveness as well.
我知道有的时候我们要赦免，要饶恕。
But that's a whole other story.
这是另外一件事情。
But the key.
但重心是。
To the cure for your pain.
那个医治你痛苦的关键就是。
Your disappointment.
就对你这些失望的解答就是。
Your sense of shame and humiliation.
就你内心感到那样的羞辱的答案就是。
This time.
这一回。
I will praise the Lord.
我要赞美耶和华。
I will give thanks.
我会感恩。
I will praise him.
我要来赞美他。
Because this is his will.
因为这是神的旨意。
This is his key.
这是他给我们的一个关键。
To take me out of the prison.
让我能离开这个监牢。
And set me free.
能够使我得自由。他给我这把钥匙。
Into the fullness of his life.
能够进入到他丰盛的生命里面。
Let's stand.
让我们一起起立。
Father, you have such wonderful ways of working.
父神，你有奇妙做事的。
Here is this simple family living in a simple time.
这是一个简单的家庭，活在一个简单的一个时代。
A simple story of a man and two women.
这是一个简单的一个故事，讲到一个男人跟两个女人。
Pain and rejection.
在里面充满了痛苦跟被拒绝。
And how you turned it round.
可是你怎么样把这一切扭转过来
？Transformed it.
改变了这一切
and brought an outcome beyond Leah's wildest dreams.
这完全超乎了利亚所能够想象的
The royal line,
因为这个那君王的血统
The king of kings and the savior of men,
这万王之王，这全人类的救主
would trace themselves back to Leah,
会从这利亚这条线出来
from the human perspective.
从人的眼目来看。
Despised in her youth and honored at her death.
你虽然在她幼年时候受到羞辱，可你在她年终的时候，你在哪里尊荣她？
The living God makes all things work together for good to those who love Him.
永生神是万事为你效力，为那些爱他人而效力。
Who are called according to His purpose to trust in Jesus.
就是按他旨意所被召的，来信任他的旨意。
Change the focus of our heart this morning.
今天早上主啊，改变我们心里面的重心。
Focus our center on the righteousness of God.
让我们专注在神的公义。
The kingdom.
神的国。
On Jesus.
专注在耶稣的身上。
Not just on the principles of spiritual life.
不但讲到我们注意这些属灵生活的原则。
But on Jesus.
而更是专注在耶稣的身上。
Who changes everything.
因为他改变这一切。
Makes all things new.
使一切都更新了。
And is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
是超过我们能够所求所想的成就在我们身上。
Holy Spirit, take this simple word this morning.
圣灵啊，让这个简简的这些圣经一句话。
Bring it deeply into our hearts.
放深深的放在我们心灵的深处。
Bring release.
带来释放。
Bring healing.
带来医治。
Bring freedom.
带来自由。
Take the thorns out of hearts.
主啊，把我们心里面的刺拿出来。
Set the crippled free.
使那个跛腿的能够行走。
Let men and women go out of this place leaping for joy.
让每一个人离开这个地方能够踊跃的赞美起来。
Because though the circumstances may not have changed.
因为我们的环境或者没有改变。
They have changed.
但我们心改变，我们人改变。
Their hearts are giving thanks.
我们心开始感恩了。
This time I will praise the Lord.
这回我要赞美耶和华。
Amen.
江南诗选98，我们要在聚会的山上敬拜耶和华。
我们要在聚会的山上敬拜耶和华。我们要在聚会的山上赞美耶和华，因为他驱散了我们心中的愁烦，因为他带来了光明和平安。我们要欢迎他来到这里，登上宝座执掌王权，胜过了仇敌，赐下祝福，他的荣耀充满身上。我们要在聚会山上敬拜耶和华，我们要在聚会山上赞美耶和华，因为他驱散了我们心中的愁烦，因为他带来了光明和平安。我们要欢迎他来到这里，登上宝座执掌王权，胜过了仇敌，赐下祝福，他的荣耀充满身上。我们要欢迎他来到这里，登上宝座执掌王权，胜过了仇敌，赐下祝福，他的荣耀充满身上。